This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Vitamin D thresholds remain contested despite large clinical trials. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Optimal vitamin D levels remain one of medicine's most contentious thresholds, with major health organizations shifting guidance based on evolving evidence from large-scale randomized controlled trials. The Institute of Medicine, now the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, established 20 nanograms per milliliter as the bone health threshold in 2011, while the Endocrine Society initially recommended 30 nanograms per milliliter, a gap that has fueled debate among clinicians and spawned claims by health influencers that 60 nanogram milliliter represents an optimal level. In 2024, the Endocrine Society itself realigned with the lower threshold, revising its own 2011 guidance back to 20 nanogram milliliters. Key takeaways: 5 large randomized controlled trials, VITAL, D2D, LABOF, HAN, and JOLIF, collectively enrolled more than 100,000 participants but yielded mostly null results for hard clinical endpoints. The Endocrine Society's 2024 clinical practice guideline update downgraded its recommended vitamin D threshold from 30 nanograms per milliliter to 20 nanogram per milliliter, aligning with the NAM standard specific patient populations, including those with osteoporosis or vitamin D deficiency, may still benefit from targeted supplementation despite population-level trial results. Disagreement over optimal thresholds reflects the challenge of translating biochemical markers into clinically meaningful endpoints. 100,000-plus combined participants across VITAL, D2D, LABOF, HAN, and JOLIF randomized controlled trials examining vitamin D supplementation outcomes, vitamin D threshold recommendations over time, serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D levels, NREM-MMLE, recommended by major health organizations, 2011 to 2024, Endocrine Society, 2024, 20 ngml NMPIOM, 20 ngml, Endocrine Society, 2030 ngml, influencer practitioner consensus, 60 ngms per ml, optimal. Source: Endocrine Society Clinical Practice Guidelines, 2011 to 2024, NAM Dietary Reference Intakes. Georgian Medical Journal News: Large trials find limited population-level benefits. 5 landmark randomized controlled trials published between 2020 and 2024, the VITAL trial, the D2D trial, and the LABOF study, among others, collectively enrolled more than 100,000 participants to test whether vitamin D supplementation reduced fractures, cardiovascular events, cancer, or diabetes incidence at the population level. The majority reported null or minimal effects on primary hard clinical endpoints, challenging the assumption that higher vitamin D levels confer broad health benefits across diverse populations. This evidence gap has created a tension between biochemical plausibility, vitamin D receptors are expressed in hundreds of tissues, and clinical trial reality, supplementation rarely moves disease prevention needles in general populations. The contrast suggests that optimal vitamin D status may be highly contextual, varying by age, geography, baseline deficiency status, and underlying health conditions. Endocrine Society's 2024 reversal, evidence-based recalibration. The Endocrine Society's 2024 clinical practice guideline update marks a significant retreat from its 2011 threshold. After reviewing accumulating evidence from large trials, the Society concluded that 20 ngrams per milliliter, the same threshold set by the AM in 2011, was sufficient for bone health and general population health in most settings. This decision reflects a methodological shift, moving from expert opinion and mechanistic reasoning toward dependence on randomized controlled trial evidence as the primary arbiter of adequacy. The 2024 update does not, however, eliminate room for clinical judgment. The Society retained guidance that specific populations, including those with osteoporosis, chronic kidney disease, or confirmed vitamin D deficiency, may warrant higher targets or active supplementation despite the population-level trial results. This nuance highlights a critical distinction. Absence of evidence for universal supplementation does not mean absence of benefit for carefully selected individuals. The thresholds problem. Who decides? Vitamin D thresholds exemplify a recurring challenge in clinical medicine. The line between sufficiency and deficiency is often arbitrary. The NM's 2011 choice of 20 nanograms per milliliter was based on bone health data and protection against rickets and osteomalacia in the general population, not on optimization for every tissue where vitamin D receptors are expressed. The Endocrine Society's initial 2011 recommendation of 30 ng per milliliter reflected the Society's view that a modest buffer above MS threshold was warranted, particularly for individuals at high risk of fracture. Health and wellness influencers have since promoted 16 ng milliliter or higher as optimal, a claim lacking robust support in randomized controlled trial evidence. The proliferation of direct-to-consumer vitamin D testing and supplementation, often marketed with reference to these higher thresholds, has created market incentives that are decoupled from clinical evidence. This raises questions about the role of consensus-building institutions in preventing the drift of clinical thresholds beyond their evidentiary moorings. For a deeper explanation of how biomarker thresholds are set and updated, the methodological foundations remain poorly understood by the public. Large randomized controlled trials collectively involving over 100,000 participants showed mostly null effects on hard clinical endpoints, fractures, cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes incidence, despite trials ranging vitamin D supplementation from modest to high doses across multiple years. Endocrine Society Clinical Practice Guidelines 2024 update. What this means for patients. Most people without documented vitamin D deficiency or risk factors for bone disease do not require supplementation beyond food sources and incidental sun exposure. Routine testing in asymptomatic individuals remains controversial. If tested, a level above 20 milliliters is generally adequate. Claims that 60 plus nanogram is optimal for disease prevention lack strong trial evidence. Consult your clinician before starting high-dose supplementation. For clinicians, current clinical updates from major guideline bodies now align on a 20 ng/L sufficiency threshold for the general population. Target testing and supplementation toward patients with osteoporosis, chronic kidney disease, malabsorption, or documented deficiency. Use large trial results to counsel against universal supplementation for disease prevention in unselected populations, while remaining alert to trial-excluded subgroups, e.g. very elderly, institutionalized, skin type extremes, who may benefit from individualized approaches. For policymakers, health policy should reflect the convergence of major organizations toward 20 ng/mL as a population-level standard, reducing unnecessary screening and supplementation costs. Establish clear criteria, age, risk factors, geography, for targeted testing rather than universal population screening. Public health campaigns should emphasize adequacy of dietary sources and sensible sun exposure over routine supplementation while maintaining a pathway for clinical vitamin D assessment in high-risk groups. Frequently asked questions, should I take a vitamin D supplement? For most healthy adults living in regions with adequate sunlight or dietary sources, fatty fish, egg yolks, fortified milk, the evidence does not support routine supplementation for disease prevention. The Endocrine Society's 2024 guidelines recommend supplementation primarily for those with documented deficiency, bone disease, or conditions limiting sun exposure or dietary intake. If you are in a high-risk group, elderly, institutionalized, or with chronic kidney disease, discuss testing and supplementation with your clinician. What is the difference between 20 and 30 nanograms per milliliter? Both levels fall well above the threshold for rickets and severe osteomalacia. The NM set 20 nanograms per milliliter as the level at which 97.5% of the population's bone health needs are met. The Endocrine Society's initial 2011 threshold of 30 nanograms per milliliter was more conservative, providing a buffer for high-risk individuals. The 2024 revision back to 20 ng/mL reflects the Society's reassessment that large trial evidence does not justify a higher universal standard. Why did the Endocrine Society change its guidance? The shift from 30 ng/mL 2011 to 20 ng/mL 2024 reflects the accumulation of evidence from 5 large randomized controlled trials, VITAL, D2D, Leboff, Hahn, Jolliffe, involving over 100,000 participants. These trials found that supplementing populations to higher vitamin D levels did not prevent fractures, cardiovascular disease, cancer, or diabetes at expected rates. The Society prioritized trial evidence over prior expert consensus, a methodological realignment standard in evidence-based medicine. The vitamin D saga illustrates a broader lesson. Biochemical plausibility and large-scale randomized evidence do not always align, and health thresholds must be periodically recalibrated as trial data accumulate. The convergence of major health organizations around 20 engram milliliter provides a clearer signal to clinicians and the public, even as the door remains open for individualized management of high-risk patients and further research in specific subgroups. Source: Endocrine Society Clinical Practice Guidelines 2024, VITAL Trial, National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine,